You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
Gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
This is it. No turning back. Another Christmas in the trenches.
Let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
I'm a psycho.
Does someone need a hug?
I'm at one with a Yuletide, know what I mean?
Hey, light the lamp, not the rat, light the lamp, not the rat!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcasts podcast. I'm Sean, and I want to thank you for joining me today. We are now officially in the Burr months, and I've always seen an increase in the frequency of what is dropped starting in the Burr months with the anticipation of the fall weather and with Halloween right around the corner. But this year, I'm expecting things to ramp up a little more than usual due to the uniqueness of this year. With that being said, I have my first guest on today to talk about his podcast and just Christmas in general. Scott Newman from Jingle Jank will join me later in the episode to talk about his podcast. But first, let's get caught up on what's new this week.
Smell those Christmas trees. You can keep your channel number 5. Just give me a whiff of the old lonesome pine.
Due to an awesome life event, we weren't able to get any new podcasts on ChristmasPodcasts.com this week, but we are working to get Christmas Podding on the site. Christmas Podding calls itself a podcast for Christmas tragic. This podcast is hosted by Liam Renton and Vanessa Gibson, two Aussies that have a great time and have been friends for over a decade, who instantly bonded one day at work when they both realized they were obsessed with the movie Love Actually. They've been talking nonstop about Christmas ever since. Both Liam and Ness have extensive media careers, having hosted breakfast radio shows together in major cities across Australia. They both still work in radio today and felt it was high time someone did a podcast dedicated to Christmas in Australia. Christmas Podding is devoted to all things fun and festive, covering Christmas food, movies, music, events, lights, traditions, books, and decorations. Christmas lives here. They dropped an episode on September 3rd called Reveal the Number One Christmas Food of All Time. In this episode, Liam and Ness reveal the number one all-time favorite Christmas food and why you need it at your Christmas dinner. Then they ask the question, what's the most given Christmas gift of two men ever? And tensions are running high between our hosts in a heated podcast that asks, how do you deal with a Christmas brat? If you cannot wait to get Christmas Podding on ChristmasPodcast.com and want to listen to them now, you can find Christmas Podding on Libsyn and Apple Podcasts.
A little knot here. Working that.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of August 29th through September 4th. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast had an episode on August 30th called Save Santa's Reindeer. Santa's reindeer are in trouble. With the new COVID mandates, Leavenworth Reindeer Farm in Washington is in danger. The daughter of the owners speak to Ricky about caring for the animals, Christmas on the reindeer farm, and their favorite reindeer next to Rudolph, Moonshine. You can see the adorable photos on their social pages. Twitter is @BellsSleigh. Instagram and Facebook is Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast. Christmas Clatter Podcast dropped an episode on the 30th called I'll Give Him Another 30 Days or So. Todd introduces the Christmas Clatter Christmas Puzzle Exchange and has a great Christmas conversation with Mike Westfall from the Advent Calendar House Podcast. Jingle Jank Podcast dropped an episode on August 30th called Yacht Rock Christmas Songs. Scott and Jay discuss Christmas songs from famous yacht rock artists such as Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, and others. And you can tune in a little later in this episode to hear me talk to Scott a little bit about that episode and others that he has done. Tis the Podcast dropped an episode on the 31st called You May Not Ask for Anything to Do with Interpersonal Relationships. Got it? This is Santa Claus, not Dear Abby. To celebrate the start of the Burr months, the elves are joined by Jerry D. of Totally Rad Christmas to discuss the 1991 family film, All I Want for Christmas. While Jerry, Julia, and Tom all have a history, and therefore some form of nostalgia with this movie, Anthony is going in completely blind. Will this New York fairy tale win him over? Does this movie in general hold up to anyone who wasn't raised in the 90s? What do all of them think of this pre-Hocus Pocus performance of Thor Birch? And how does Leslie Nielsen stack up against other actors who have portrayed Santa Claus on the show so far? All of this and much, much more are discussed in this episode, including how homeschooling during the time of COVID is going for Julia's kids, how Tom and Jerry are dealing with life in quarantine due to being exposed to coronavirus, and what all of the elves, plus their special guest, think of the first trailer for Matt Reeves' The Batman. So settle back with your favorite pumpkin drink, blast that air conditioning, enjoy this fun episode, and take solace in the fact that we have officially arrived in the Burr months. And a special note, you'll have to excuse Tom's bad audio quality during the episode due to living in quarantine while recording and the unstable internet that comes along with it. His audio isn't always clear, and it will be resolved by next week's episode, according to the elves. A Cozy Christmas podcast dropped an episode on the 31st called A Dickens Family Christmas. In this episode, Gracie and Art do some snack taste testing and play a game of Never Have I Ever, Christmas Edition. Then Art finishes looking at Charles Dickinson's short story, A Christmas Dinner. Next, Art then reads some portions from Mammy Dickens's My Father as I Recall Him, in which she describes their Christmas celebrations. Finally, he shares some personal memories of his grandparents. Totally Rad Christmas had an episode on the 31st called Holiday Shopping and Wish Books with Vinny Brzezinski. Remember standing in line for hours to get that one toy? Your parents probably did, especially after you sat down and circled all the toys you wanted in the wish book. Vinny Brzezinski from Huey and Bax joins Jerry to talk about shopping and wish books, malls and shopping and commercials, oh my. The Merry Little Podcast had an episode on August 31st called The Victorian Christmas Part 6. Jeff's series on the Victorian Christmas concludes with an in-depth look at the stuff of Christmas. The decor, the music, the food, and the celebration. He also gets a good look at the fads, which include the runaway tradition of Christmas cards, that for some, got a bit out of hand. The dialogue, the poetry, and the debates of Christmas cards are discussed as part of an exploration of the relationships between men and women, and their gift-giving differ during the late 19th century. Jeff then shares the unforgotten classical Christmas music of the Santa Claus Christmas Symphony, a masterpiece written before Jingle Bells in the early 1850s, and explains why it hasn't achieved the well-known status of other Christmas music of the time. The Victoria era closes with the well-known story of Virginia O'Hanlon and her query, is there really a Santa Claus? You know that story. But what you might not know is why she could have posed the question in the first place. He explores the blowback that developed late in the 1890s, not only to the idea of Santa Claus, but also to the idea of the Christmas tree, Christmas decorating, and holiday gift giving. No discussion of this time would be complete without exploring the food of the time, and Jeff covers the big items of Christmas turkey, cookies, eggnog, and rum. Totally Rad Christmas dropped a bonus episode on September 4th called Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman with Anthony Caruso. Anthony from Tis the Podcast joins Jerry to talk Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. And guess what? They really loved the season 4 episode. They both think it's really rad, so check it out.
Yes! This Christmas music! It's joyful and triumphant.
Now I'm joined by Scott Newman from Jingle Jank. Scott, thanks for joining me, and tell us, how did you get into podcasting?
So I got into this because with the quarantine, I've listened to Deck the Hallmark for a couple of years, and I've really enjoyed that one. And when the quarantine hit, I was going through my audiobooks. You know, I get 2 a month from Audible, and I was just blowing right through them. So I needed to go looking for more content, and I don't know how I had the idea of finding Christmas content, but I found Christmas Past, and then I found Tinseltoons through Christmas Past. Then I found the Total Christmas Podcast through Tinseltoons, and Jack and I have become friends, and he's great, just an absolutely hilarious guy. And he had this funny line in his first podcast. He said a curse word. I'm not going to say it, but he said, basically said, any fool could have a podcast. well, now this fool has a podcast, you know? And I thought, well, maybe I could. And I really didn't believe in myself. I didn't think I could do it. So I kind of just challenged myself to do it. I also do a baseball podcast that has nothing to do with Christmas at all. That has to do a lot with my sports handicapping work. But I don't know. I just bought some equipment, built myself a space in the basement, and I've been having a really good time. And the feedback has been fantastic. We've been having so much fun. And I do, so I had the idea for Jingle Jank because I really liked Tinsel Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to just do what Dwayne is doing. I wanted to find something, a unique angle on it. And my friend Jay and I, we text all the time, and we would kind of send each other these like really obscure things. And I said, hey, do you want to make a podcast out of this? And he had a little podcast with his wife for a couple of years that, you know, just for his family and friends. And he said, yeah, I've been looking to do it, but I really don't want to do the work. I said, okay, you can just be the co-host. I'll do all the work. You just come on with me. And he said, great. And it's been so much fun. In fact, the first 3 weeks, we did it every single week, you know, like every weekend. Mm-hmm. Because someone told me you have to get 3 episodes out to get listed on iTunes, which is not true. But I was trying real hard to get those 3. So we got those out, and then we took a week off, and we were falling into our normal cadence of every other week. And it was funny, because about last Thursday, I texted Jay and I said, hey, you know, I know we said we were going to do this every other week, but I really missed doing it last week. And he said, yeah, so did I. So the feedback has been great. It's been so much fun to reconnect with Jay. I've known Jay since I was a freshman in high school.
Okay.
We actually met online in high school through the Prodigy service, which was a predecessor to CompuServe. I don't know if you remember it, but it was a really old school dial-up. It wasn't even the internet, but it was very similar. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, halfway between the internet and a bulletin board. I don't know. It was very popular. Met him through there, and we became friends, and we've been friends ever since. He went to a college. We were both in Connecticut. He went to college, you know, a couple hours away. So we would visit him, you know, every few months and stuff. And then you graduate college and you lose track of your friends. You move away, you do the other things. We didn't have texting back then. So if you wanted to talk to your friends, you had to call them. So I'd, you know, lost touch with a lot of people.
Callers. But thanks. Mail.
Yeah, exactly. But thanks to Facebook and texting and all the modern ways that we can keep in touch with people, I've reconnected with the people that are really important in my life. And Jay is one of them. So it's been so much fun to do something brand new with him. You know, that's creative, and Jay is great. He's very fast on his feet, and he has a lot of knowledge about a lot of things. So I just tell him what I think the theme should be. I pick the songs. I do share them with him. I share mm-hmm. the songs with him ahead of time, but we don't ever discuss them. So for example, we did an episode on yacht rock Christmas songs.
Yep,
last
week. That's your latest one I just listened to.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So I had him pick the songs because he loves yacht rock. I didn't even know what yacht rock was, and he mentioned it, so I looked into it. And we're always looking for something just kind of interesting or offbeat or obscure, and that's kind of our little tagline and what makes us different than the Hark podcast or Tinsel Tunes or other ones like that. So we try to stay on brand by finding those things. And that was a little challenging because the songs that Jay picked, normally I'm doing the picking, he picked them, and he picked a few very popular ones. And I said, Jay, that we've got to stick to our message here. These need to be obscure. So we can't do Kenny Loggins. Celebrate Me Home. Everybody knows that song. It played on mainstream radio, but it gave us a really fun opportunity to say, hey, you've probably heard of this song. And we played 15 seconds of that one. Well, if you've heard that one, I bet you haven't heard this one. And we went into the song that we really liked. And for example, we had an artist named Bill Withers. I had never even heard of Bill Withers. Now in the research, I found out that he did Lean On Me, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Of course I know that song. So in some ways I was our audience on that show. I was the person that said, I have no idea who this is, educate me. And then show me something that artist has done. And that was so much fun. We really had a great time. We're going to do an episode on funk and disco Christmas music.
Nice.
Probably next weekend. I know very little about funk and disco, but that's part of the fun of it. we do this show for ourselves. The mm-hmm. fact that somebody else listens is I'm so grateful for it. It's a wonderful bonus, but it's not why I do it.
Right.
I would still do it if nobody listened. And that's the truth. I bet you a lot of people, especially in the Christmas podcasting community, feel the same way. Even if we're all doing it just for each other, you know, that's fine.
Right. Just doing it because we love Christmas and we love getting the word out there. I've been in radio since 1994. So the reason why I love your podcast, and I've listened to it since, and I heard about it through Jack's Total Christmas podcast. That's how I got turned on to your podcast. And then just listening just to those, I think you had your second one out at the time I started in, which was the 80s cartoons Christmas songs.
Least popular one, by the way.
Right.
I don't know why. It's probably popular with people our age, but we have a lot of people in the 28 to 36 range. So I think we missed the mark on who the audience was going to be, but we didn't know it at the time. But that really goes into, we're doing this for us and we're having a ball. If somebody else is along for the ride, we're happy to have them.
Right, exactly. So like I said, I've been in radio since 1994. So I've heard with the Yacht Rock, those are people I've played on the air. But being in radio, you play the mainstream ones like Celebrate Me Home by Kenny Loggins. You guys have turned me on to songs, Christmas songs I haven't heard of, and it was really interesting.
Great. You have an example? Hate to put you on the spot.
Well, basically, the one that really I liked was the ska punk.
I had so much fun with that. And people told me that it came through in the episode that we really liked that genre of music.
Oh, yeah, it did.
And just we loved every song. And Jack had cautioned us, cautioned me at least, and said, hey, you know, don't dump on every song because your podcast is going to turn into like just a downer and a slam fest. I said, yeah, you make a great point there. So that's why we very intentionally chose a genre where we liked every single thing in there. And of course, we get to pick the songs. We're in charge. So we picked five great ones. I could have picked a few stinkers. But I'm glad that we achieved our goal. If we turned you on to something that you hadn't heard before, and you're obviously a perfect listener in that you know a lot about music, but you had never heard it. And that was so much fun. I am now starting to appreciate other genres of music that I never really had an interest in. Like I started taking a master class with Timbaland on beat making. I was never interested in anything like that before. So now it's just, I don't know, I'm appreciating the expressiveness of music in general, and that has been so great. So I like to, so lately, as I mentioned, I've been sitting with the Bandcamp app on my phone, and they don't have a search category for Christmas music. So you have to be a little clever in how you search. You either search by the name of if you search for the Little Drummer Boy, there are no other songs that aren't Christmas songs called the Little Drummer Boy. And then I usually kind of fall into a Christmas album that way, because I'll find a track and then I'll see the whole album and I'll go through it. And I've started highlighting dozens of artists that just have just wonderful things. And you've never heard of any of these people, you know, maybe with the exception of two or three of them. They're mostly just independent people who just love making music. And some of them are so good. Now, like Jingle Jank, not all of it's good, but that's okay. That's part of the fun.
Well, and what you consider not good too, which is what's unique about yours, you may not consider good. Somebody else will. And you guys, you've expressed that. I've heard you guys say that on your podcast, which is great. So yeah, we don't think it's good, but that doesn't mean if you think it's good, we ain't going to say anything bad about you wanting it. It'd be good.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't know who wants the Regis Philbin Christmas album. We did that one in our first episode. We don't know who the audience was, but you know what? They made it. So hats off to them. They gave us something interesting to talk about. And I think that's great. We have some topics coming up that I'm a little nervous about. So I keep a master list, in a spreadsheet with, you know, just a few hundred songs. The one thing about our show, the only rule is that it has to be on YouTube, because it's really easy for me to post YouTube links. And that way I can post a song. People can check out the whole thing. It's not obscure. I said that wrong. It's not obscure in their ability to find it. You can just go to the link and do it. I'm sure there will be some songs coming up that I will probably have to upload to YouTube myself so that it meets our criterion, but that's okay. So I go to YouTube, and you go down a rabbit hole on some of these things. You search for things like, you know, obscure Christmas songs or bad Christmas songs or funny Christmas songs, and you just start tripping through playlists, and you come across things that you've never heard of before. And so I start putting those into a spreadsheet, and I record the artist, the title, and the YouTube link of it. And then just there's another column with, well, what's a possible show this could be in? So I have a few hundred entries in there, which made me nervous because we do about five songs per episode. And even if I had 100, that's only 20 episodes, then I'm out of ideas. But the cool thing is I've already proved that's a non-issue, because Yacht Rock never even made it onto the spreadsheet. That was just an idea we had. We found a spreadsheet, or we found a Spotify playlist, and we just found the songs we wanted. So I'm actually not worried about that anymore, but I have a huge list. Occasionally I'll share them with Jay. Jay's wife is really into Christmas music too. So sometimes I'll just send back and forth with her, and he's like, yeah, yeah, whatever. When I say on the website that he's just a good sport about it, she and I are the ones that really like Christmas music. And he's, you know, he's a happy, willing participant in this. So we'll find some stuff. And there are some episodes coming up. Like one of the categories I found a lot of is heavy metal. I don't think people really want to hear heavy metal Christmas music. It's not, okay, I'm going to be very subjective here. It's not really pleasant to listen to. And in some cases, that's by design.
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier that this is subjective. What I may not like is something that you might like, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine that the number of people who are listeners to the show, fans of Christmas, and also heavy metal fans, the Venn diagram doesn't have a lot of overlap in there. So I'm not sure how we're going to do it, or if we're going to do it. And another thing that we kind of stay away from is just the tasteless stuff. We try to be family friendly.
Oh yeah.
I don't like a lot of swearing in my podcast. That's just a personal preference. I like my daughter to be able to hear, who's young, to be able to hear anything that we do if she wants to. So I just like to keep it clean when we can. That's just a personal preference of mine. Some of the tasteless stuff out there is really, really tasteless. And it, you know, I like Bob Rivers. You know, he's got some funny songs like "Walking Around in Women's Underwear" and stuff. And that's kind of on the gray area edge. I'm talking about stuff Christmas. That, exactly. And they're funny. I'm talking stuff that I wouldn't repeat the titles of on your show. So we stay away from that. I have them in my list because they're like, wow, you know. And sometimes they're just good comedic value between me and Jay. But I don't think we're ever going to feature them on a show. It's just not what we want to do.
What expectations do you have now for, you've covered it a little bit. You expecting to have a limited run or something, or you just figure this will go on until you run out of obscure ideas, which who knows if that'll ever happen.
Luckily the well is deep on obscure. I don't think we'll run out anytime soon. I am committed to doing at least one season, and we're calling a season 25 episodes just because 25 is a round number and it's Christmassy. What's really fun about the Christmas podcasting community and all the shows is I've found my tribe. I found this other group of people who love it as much as I do. And I always thought I was just kind of a weirdo. Well, I know I'm kind of a weirdo. That's not up for debate, but I found my other lovable weirdos that like Christmas all year long. And
on the forums too, and with the Kringle Radio, the people that contribute are so diverse. You get such a range that, I mean, you can even go to listen to Kringle Radio, or you can go, I think it's christmasradio.com. I'm blanking on that one, and I shouldn't be. But if you listen during when we track, I mean, there's music like crazy that you're going, wow, this is a really neat Christmas music. Between that and music that Jeff Westover has introduced with his Merry Little Podcast, and that's how I've got my eclectic stuff there, and it is wonderful to hear all the music. So to have you, because I've been exposed to all this, to have you come along and me go, wow, I've never heard that.
That's really awesome.
Really is really cool. I really love it, because it's like, okay, great. I can add this. And it's something different that they didn't even probably hear, because there's a guy on the forums who's made it a goal to listen to every single Christmas song ever made.
Oh, wow.
And I think you and him would get along perfectly with that.
Yeah, so, that sounds like my kind of person right there.
Yeah, and he comes up and he comes up with all these different, he finds links and everything, or comes up and knows about all this music. And there's another person on there. She does a lot of like the 20s and 30s types music and has all this knowledge of where it came from, how it was made. And her husband has been in radio for a long time too, but he did a lot of research and deep diving into finding this stuff. And his knowledge is blow you out of the water too. So, I mean, it's great. The exposure I've had to all this different, have you come along and have me go, wow, this is really neat stuff. Yes, I didn't hear it. Even like with your first one, The Celebrity Christmas, Regis Philbin. Okay, maybe I'm not going to listen to it, but I didn't know Regis had one. I knew Shatner had one because most people would. Yep. But I didn't know Regis did. And who knows? Maybe he'll have one out of, what, like 12 roughly it's on the album that I like. And that'll happen sometimes. So that's what I appreciate.
That's high praise from you. I appreciate that. You know, the people you mentioned, those are the true historians. My pool is much more shallow than those people. And I love to do the deep dives. I don't like to specialize, if that makes any sense. Honestly, going back to how do I make the episodes? Well, we kind of come up with the theme before the song. Sometimes we have a list of songs that we try to fit it to a theme. The last couple episodes, we just came up with a theme and then went searching for songs that met that theme, like the ska punk one. We just knew we wanted to do ska punk, and I had found one track. Well, I need to find at least four more. We said on the website we do five. Well, we do at least five. I should probably update the copy in there because it's fun to go farther than that and give bonuses on there. So the upcoming one with disco, I don't know, it's just an idea. I haven't done any research yet for it. I don't have any. I have a couple songs bookmarked, but haven't really decided yet on it. And that's what's fun. And I don't know. I know very little about disco, for example. So then I go and find the songs that I like, and then I'll back into the artist and go to a Wikipedia page, find the information about them, try to find something interesting. Like, how many Grammys has Michael Bolton won? Well, that's kind of interesting. Or he lost a $5 million plagiarism lawsuit. Well, that's, you know, if I find that interesting, that's the kind of stuff I want to share, because we've really struck oil when you hit stuff that, you know, you just don't know. And I want to just keep doing that. And that's the funny thing is, even if I didn't have the show, I'd probably still be doing this kind of thing. And you asked what my expectations are for the show. I'd have none. I've already met the minimum expectation that I hope somebody listens. Well, we did that. You know, we've got almost 100 listeners in four episodes, and I don't know, it sounds like that's probably pretty good. So we're excited, and I'd like to see that keep growing, but I'd also like to see at some point some more interaction and people that listen to the show suggest something that they want to hear. Like, hey, could you do it on, I don't know, Christmas reggae music? Sure, that sounds like fun. And I'll go and I'll try to meet that. When somebody comes to me and suggests something, that's going to be a pretty special day for me, because I'll know that I'm really reaching people and I'm providing them something in their life that they find useful. So, you know, not to overblow what we do, but it's just fun. I love putting it out there. I love getting the feedback, and the feedback has been really, really positive. Yeah, I don't know where it goes from here. I'm going to keep doing it because we're having so much fun, and Jay seems to be really into it as well. And you know, I was worried that he would lose interest because I was the one that asked him to do it. He didn't volunteer, but you know, he's really growing into it. That's why I wanted him to be able to be the host of the last episode, pick all the songs. So I hope we continue that. And I've been getting great feedback. The more episodes we do, the better the feedback I'm getting. Like, oh, we really, you know, that third episode had a ton of music in it. We really liked that. I said, all right, well, I'm here. I hear what you're saying. We'll keep doing that. We'll keep making bonus songs. Unfortunately, they're not going to be bonuses anymore. Every episode is pretty much going to have seven or eight songs in it now. But in the last episode, we tried to add a lot of little extra clips. And I think that went a long way to making it a very audio performance without just being voice.
Right. Where do you see you're taking your podcast in the future? And I know you've talked about that. did you just want to keep moving forward?
I wanted to do it at least every 2 weeks for as long as it remains fun. And I expect this to be fun for a long time. You know, there was a weird period in my 20s where I just Christmas music. And I don't know if that's normal. I guess the longer I go, though, the more I find that a lot of these things that I've been through, most other people have too. But you get busy with your life and your freedom and your responsibilities, and you don't think about the thing nostalgic for. And it wasn't until my 30s that all of a sudden I started becoming nostalgic for the Christmases that I used to have growing up and the music and the traditions. And I'm really thankful that I rediscovered those things. You know, were they my lost years? I don't know. But now I want to share those, and I want to, you know, I want to tell people that, you know, hey, you know, if you're in your early 20s now and you're just not that interested in it, just hang in there. Rediscovering my love of Christmas has been just wonderful, and I'm thankful for that in this weird, even though this year has been kind of a bummer, you know, finding a new outlet for it has been absolutely wonderful. So thank you for letting me come on and letting me share and plug my show. Remember, you can go to jinglejang.com and find all our links to our socials and how to contact us. If you have suggestions on a theme, I'd love to hear it from anybody, from you, from Jeff, from our listeners. Let me know what you want to hear, and we'll dive into that genre if we can find anything for it. And really, I mean, it's YouTube. With just about anything you want to hear, you'll be able to find it. And if you want to just upload something yourself to YouTube, that's fine too. That's not cheating. So you know, feel free to YouTube. Do that. If it's on YouTube, I'll play it. I just want to be able to share it easily with anybody who wants to hear it. That's the reason that we went with YouTube. And it was also an easy place to find these things. You know, you could say Spotify or Bandcamp too, but not everybody has that. You know, everybody can get to YouTube. So that's why we went there.
Thank you, Scott, for joining me today. And make sure you check out his podcast, Jingle Jank. You can find a link to his podcast by going to our site, christmaspodcasts.com, and looking up Jingle Jank.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Christmas Podcasts podcast. Again, I'd really like to thank Scott Newman from Jingle Jank Podcast for talking with me about his podcast and just having an overall great conversation with me. I had a blast talking with him, and I can't wait until we can do that again. On my next episode, I will be talking with Ricky Meese of the Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast. Ricky is a hoot, and we had an awesome time talking, so you don't want to miss this episode either. I would also like to thank all of the other podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all of the other behind-the-scenes things he does as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts. So if you have a Christmas podcast that you'd like me to listen to, or if you yourself have a podcast you'd like us to feature and even get on an episode with me, just email me at sean@christmaspodcasts.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Hayes, and let me know. You can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. I also encourage you to visit christmaspodcasts.com and review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to Christmas Podcasts. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart. And if you need me, I'll be in my usual corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcasts. Christmas Podcasts is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
Well, this is one play that's not going to be commercial.
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.